Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 8, and I'm your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Dave. How you doing?
Doing great. It was a busy week. Both of us were out of town, keeping busy at work and all kinds of fun stuff, and you did some handicapping on the plane.
I did.
You're good at that?
I did. The stakes handicapping I did was actually done with all of my resources at home, but I did manage to get a good look at the rest of the Keeneland card for tomorrow. And
great.
Little concerned about the weather, though.
Yep, we'll talk about that during the races. We have a couple we'll be reviewing here, but let's just get things kicked off here by making sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. And at the top of the page, you know, find all the links, how to ways to listen to us. Just click a link. You'll be able to listen to us, especially in the Apple Podcasts app. That's where a lot of you listen. Be sure you join our Facebook group, and the link is at the top of our website as well. And you can be able to join our group, as well as we may even post videos or other items there. If you have an Amazon Echo, you can listen to us. All you have to do is say Echo, play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you'll be able to hear the latest episode. Also, be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post any late day changes, which is possible. He might post some because of Keeneland and any other maybe some other picks he finds. We got over 21,000 downloads. Thanks for downloading it and listening to us. We appreciate that. Last week's episode was over 350 times. Thanks, and can't thank you enough. Keep listening. We appreciate it. With that, the agenda is going to be this as follows. You'll review last week. Our nugget segment this week is actually we're going to talk about what our plan is for the Breeders' Cup, because Breeders' Cup is one week away from today. You are handicapping three races, one at Belmont, one at Keeneland, and one at Santa Anita. So let's kick off with the last week's results.
Yeah, Dave. So eight stakes races at Belmont Park last Saturday, and we had a really good Saturday. Two top pick winners, three top two pick winners, and a top three pick winner. So in the eight stakes races that I handicapped, the winner of the race was found in six of them based on our picks. We also had a pick three winner.
Little win there.
Yep. And at least in my book, that's a good day of handicapping. And so I'm very pleased that I was able to appoint the listeners and the people that follow us in a good direction last Saturday. Overall now, Dave, 310 stakes races handicapped over the course of these podcasts, yep. 137 top two pick winners. So 44% of the time you can find the winner of the stakes races we handicap on our top two picks. Yep. So still trekking along at a pretty nice clip, Dave.
Absolutely. Let's just keep it going. And speaking of that, we have the biggest weekend in horse racing coming up next weekend. That's the Breeders' Cup. It's out at Churchill Downs this year. We are going to have two for the price of one podcast episodes. We're going to have one on Thursday night and on Friday. I want you to tell everybody about that.
Yeah, Dave, I just a quick horse nugget segment. Pretty full card on Friday, so I'm assuming that I'll be able to get the handicapping in for that on Wednesday evening, and sometime on Thursday evening we'll do a podcast for Friday's Breeders' Cup races, and then likewise do the handicapping on Thursday evening for the Saturday races, and then do that podcast probably Friday like we normally do. But yeah, we will be putting out two podcasts next week and try to cover all the Breeders' Cup. And Dave, as a guy that has hung around and spent a lot of time with me over the years, these are the big days that I focus on. I've been very fortunate to do extremely well on Derby days and Breeders' Cup days, for whatever reason, I wind up getting in a pretty good zone on those days. And if there are people that are listening now that followed us last year, certainly I remember we were profitable for the Saturday of Breeders' Cup Saturday with Good Magic as a top pick, paid $24 to win and pretty much covered us for the entire day. So, Dave, I will be, I've already been doing some pre-reading. I've been reading some of the workout articles and just trying to get a visual in my mind of some horses that I want to spend a little bit more time looking at. But, the people that listen to this podcast should rest assured that, I'll be doing my homework, and I take a lot of pride in doing well on this Breeders' Cup weekend.
And I'll mention, just to kind of a tease, we are thinking about doing, and we aren't going to be doing this, and it's going to, we'll have some official information next week, Patreon for some donations to us and to help us with the podcast. So stay tuned, listen for that next week, because we want to give you the option to be able to reach out to us and say you appreciate everything that we're doing here for this podcast. So, but we'll talk about that next week, let you know about that. Meanwhile, let's move on to the handicapping, and you want to start off with the ninth race at Belmont here. Let's pull up the program like we are, pulling up the book and open it up here, and you're going to start with the ninth race. It's at Belmont Park.
Correct.
It's 7 furlongs. It's a grade 3. It's the Bold Ruler Handicap. It's a purse of $200,000 for 3-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this ninth race at Belmont on Saturday is going to be the 3-horse. The 3-horse is True Timber. Kieran McLaughlin trains. Joe Bravo is the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. This is McLaughlin second off a layoff, a situation he excels in. Mm-hmm. I also like the fact that second off the layoff from March to May of this past year, threw an 85 buyer and then followed that up the second off the layoff with a 102. So not only does McLaughlin excel in these kinds of scenarios, but it looks like this horse does well second off the bench. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, Dave, I like the sub 12 second eighths of a mile back to back there in that last race at Belmont. So we're going to make the 3-horse, Dave, True Timber, our top selection in this ninth race at Belmont on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 6-horse. The 6-horse is Delta Prince. Delta Prince is trained by James Jerkins, Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. This horse is going turf to dirt, getting blinkers on. I got a couple of really sharp workouts there on at the Belmont training track, and 10 lifetime starts, 4 wins, 3 seconds, and 2/3. So he has been in the money 9 out of 10 races, and even more importantly, has won 4 out of 10 times, so 40%. Mm-hmm. So let's make the 6-horse, Dave, Delta Prince, our second selection in this ninth race at Belmont on Saturday. And our third and final selection is going to be the 4-horse Cold Front Pletcher trains, John Velasquez. This horse is 7-5 in the morning line, Dave. Yeah. Will be heavily bet based on the connections, sure, and some of those nice past performances last year. But, this horse is coming off a very lengthy layoff, over a year, 13 months. So you don't know. Maybe Pletcher will give this horse a race. Considering this is a pretty nice horse, I can't imagine they're going to be, busting it with this horse first off the bench after 13 months. But it wouldn't surprise me if this horse, won the race, but not as my top selection. So I'm going to make the 4-horse, Dave, Cold Front, our third selection. So to summarize, Dave, the ninth race here at Belmont on Saturday, our selections are going to be 3, 6, and 4.
Okay, let's move over. This is closing weekend at Keeneland. You have handicapped the ninth race. Ninth race is 1 1/8 miles. It's a grade 2. It's the running of the Hague Yard Fayette, and that's $200,000 for 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
You must be doing your homework, Dave.
Why is that?
Because you're nailing those names, man. You're getting really good. You're getting good, man. I was waiting for that one. That was good.
I saw it and I said, I bet you he's going to say something.
No, you did. He handled it, Dave. That was smooth, man. You might be ready for the big time.
Yeah, well. You are the big time.
Yeah, I'm the big time. Our top selection, Dave, in this ninth race at Keeneland on Saturday is going to be the 6-horse. The 6-horse is Hofburg. Belmont trains. Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. This is a wildly talented horse that, I'm sure that they're, waiting for this thing to put it all together and string a bunch of wins in a row. You know, was on the Kentucky Derby trail, yep. Ran third in the Belmont. You know, is second off a layoff. We're off this race at Parks, the Pennsylvania Derby, and I think we remember what that was like that day.
It was horrible.
So we get second off a layoff. We got a bullet work in the holster. Got a nice 3-year-old colt that is going to get nothing but better. When this Hofbrook figures it out, he's going to be a really nice horse. So I'm going to make the 6-horse Dave Hofberg my top selection in this 9th race at Keeneland. Our second selection is going to be the 5, Leo Frick, Brad Cox trains, Florent Giroux the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. Horse certainly knows how to win off a layoff, certainly knows how to win with Florent Giroux as the jockey. Cox and Drew are 30% when they team up together. Surprisingly, well, Cox is only 11% at this Keeneland meet. He's usually, you know, up in the mid-20s, low 30s from a win percentage standpoint. But this horse looks like, a horse that'll be there. Lost to Yoshida, who is going to be one of the horses that I'm going to look at pretty carefully for the Breeders' Cup Classic. Lost to Yoshida in the last race in the Woodward. Yep. So we're going to make the 5-horse Leo Frick our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, I'm going to try a little price here, a little shot. Let's put the 7-horse Rated R Superstar, Kenny McPeak trains. BJ Hernandez, one of my top favorite jockeys for the price. 10-1 in the morning line. This horse raced against Mind Your Biscuits last time out. Mind Your Biscuits is going to be a Breeders' Cup Classic horse, it looks like. Got a number of sub-12-second last Ace of Mile on a variety of different tracks. Wouldn't surprise me at all if Hernandez is picking up the pieces for the horses that are starting to slow down at the end of the race. I respect what Hernandez has been on this horse before, so he certainly is comfortable. Mm-hmm. McPeak is not bad, 11% in graded stakes races. So he can sneak one in there every once in a while. So let's make the 7-horse, Dave, give the listeners a chance with some tries and some exactas. Let's put the 7, our Rated R Superstar, our third selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 9th race at Keeneland on Saturday tomorrow, our selections are going to be 6, 5, and 7.
Okay, and then like we said, Keeneland, you're a little worried. We're a little worried about the weather because it was raining there today, right? And they were off the track, right?
Yes, and if the listeners get on and can follow us on Twitter, if it looks like the horses that I selected as I was handicapping today are going to fit the conditions, I'll tweet out some horses. I do like a few horses tomorrow, but it's going to depend on what the track condition is like.
Yeah, it's hard to say because it was off the track. It was off the turf all day today, was it not?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so yeah, just that's why I say be sure you're following us on Twitter. You'll get some late picks and might have a couple others for you as an added bonus. So we move over to Santa Anita. I noticed Santa Anita is a pretty thin. There wasn't a lot of horses in some of these races, at least in the first couple.
They struggle out there with full fields, especially in this fall meet for sure. But you got to keep in mind, Dave, a lot of the trainers out there are focused on their Breeders' Cup activity from an entry standpoint. So probably not paying a whole lot of attention to the rest of their barn, but. We do have an opportunity here, I think, with a horse in this race, Dave. So,
Let's go right to it, to the 10th race. 10th race is a mile. It's on the turf. It's a grade three. It's the Autumn Miss, and it's a purse of $100,000. And these are filly 3-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 4-horse Miss Bad Behavior. Richard Baltus trains Rafael Bejarano, the jockey. 4-1 in the morning line. For me, this is one of those horses for courses kinds of scenarios, Dave. 5 lifetime starts on the Santa Anita turf, 2 wins in 3 seconds. So been there in all 5 of her turf starts on the Santa Anita turf course. Got a nice middle quarter right there, less than 22. That 21 0.95 in that middle quarter, which is kind of, you know, it's a little bit sneaky unless you kind of run the past performances with Formulator. You may not be able to identify that was a pretty quick middle quarter right there and a horse trying to make a middle move. So so we're going to make the four horse, Dave, Miss Bad Behavior, our top selection in this 10th race at Santa Anita Saturday. Our second selection is going to be the six horse. The six horse is Tesora. Jonathan Thomas trains Drayton Van Dyke, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. Thomas got some great stats, boy. Sprint to route, 36%. He's 45% in great stakes races, though the sample is kind of limited, Dave. Obviously, this horse is shipping from west to east. But, boy, Thomas does well with horses off this kind of layoff as well, 25%. And got a nice 356 Tomlinson for turf racing. Been on the turf five times, won three of them. Yep. This horse may, there may be an opportunity here at a price to, at a nice price to put this horse in the exact or even maybe a win bet. So let's make the six horse Tesora our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, will be the five horse Neil Tonette. Neil Drysdale trains Flavian Pratt, the jockey, 9-5 in the morning line. This horse is the morning line favorite. Another horse that's shipping from east to west. And off a you know, pretty lengthy layoff. Certainly Drysdale, top trainer on the West Coast, and really good with turf horses. You know, nothing in these past performances make this horse 9-5 in this field for me. You know, four lifetime starts on a turf, three wins, you know, a top out of buyer fate speed figure of 91, but you know, these horses are all pretty lightly raced, so there's a, you know, there's an opportunity for improvement in a few of these, and so you know, I'm not so sure that 9-5 is the, you know, or even less than that is probably what this horse will go off at is going to be the right price for me. So we will put it in there, Dave. Make sure we got it covered in exactas and tries and other gimmicks that people want to play. I wanted to make sure I put this horse. It's a nice horse. Yeah. Just not so sure the price is the right price. So we'll make the five horse Tonette our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 10th race at Santa Anita on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4, 6, and 5.
All right. Short and sweet this week. But as we mentioned at the top of the show, we are going to have two episodes next week. We're going to have a Thursday episode to cover the Friday card for the Breeders' Cup. And then we're going to have a Friday episode to cover the card for the Saturday events of the Breeders' Cup, and you and I will be together following it all and tweeting and getting all the information you ever want to know about both these cards. A lot of exciting racing coming up next week, so don't you think?
Yeah, Dave, I absolutely love Breeders' Cup weekend. Yeah,
we're going to have a blast.
well, I mean, you get to, you see top horses, top jockeys, top trainers, and Dave, there's not a better money-making opportunity
at the
races than there is over these 2 days. So. Yep. If you can find something and you can hook it up the right way, in multi-win race wagers or in gimmicks, you have a chance to make a pretty nice score. And you know, I mean, look at some of the payoffs and, you know, some of the superfectas and pick fours and pick fives. Mm-hmm. You know, they can be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So
they can.
It's certainly worth taking a swing at it.
So, yep, just be sure you're just keeping your tabs on your podcast feed. They'll be in there for twice in 1 week, and you will get some good stuff to learn about the Breeders' Cup this next week. So with that, we'll keep it short and sweet. We'll wrap it up. Again, make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. You know all the links, how to get to us. They're all up there at the top. And very important, make sure that you're following us on Twitter at offthechartshorseracing. HR, because there's going to probably be some updates. You might, like I said, you mentioned, might even tweet a few things about Keeneland. You did some handicapping, depending on the weather. Any other podcasting updates, and you might even have some other picks. We could look at other cards if you so desire. Make sure if you have any questions, you can email us. You can email us at questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Any other closing comments before we close it up?
No, I will see you tomorrow, Dave, and yes. we will look at the races the week before the Breeders' Cup tomorrow.
We'll be preparing.
Yes, we
ready
will.
For
yes.
you the listener.
Thanks. Yes, we will.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.